All right, let's go ahead and get started. We're all here. Start off with tonight, I'm going to offer an invitation and Father God in heaven, thank you for the privilege of being here and working with these people. Thank you that you provide a place for us that we are able to come to be safe and warm and sheltered from the elements. And I ask that you will be with us tonight and help us to make good decisions and to carry out our duties as we should. In Jesus' name, I ask you, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I call the meeting to order. Pennsylvania County Planning Board on August 20th, 2020. Glad to see all of you. Well, I'm glad to see five of us here and two of us on the electronic. We have no members of the public present, so there'll be no public comment. Anyone have want to make any modifications to the agenda? We'll move on to the consent agenda, and I trust that everyone has had an opportunity to read the minutes and look over the subdivision approval, and any changes, additions, deletions to the agenda, to the minutes. Now,
recommended change to the minutes. Actually, it's not a change to the minutes, but just an acknowledgement of a word. I think a mistake that was used last month. When Alan was talking about the changes to our bylaws and our ordinances, he used the word non-confrontational. And when he said that word, I said, there's another word he wants to say that's not non-confrontational. And I think what he was meaning to say was non-controversial. All of the things we do should be non-confrontational, but in fact, the words that we're changing will be non-controversial. People shouldn't have an issue with them. So I just wanted to get that on the record that I think Alan meant to say non-controversial and not non-confrontational.
And Karen's correct. That was just a slip of the tongue when we were discussing possible changes last month. I said confrontational. I went back and listened to the audio. I intended to say controversial. That was my mistake. Your minutes will still reflect confrontational because that was what was said in the meeting. But it was my intention to actually say controversial, not confrontational.
Everything else
was good. If there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion that we approve the consent agenda with those that change.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Now it's my turn. I asked Alan to put me on the board and put an update from the chair. That's good. I wanted to talk just a minute or two about last month's meeting. I hope all of you recognize that most of it was training for us. And I think that was rather badly needed. And I wanted to emphasize some things. I hope that everybody's had a chance to think about what we saw and heard. Possibly gone back and reviewed the handouts and whatnot. And if you develop questions or concerns, comments, anything, I would like to hear them. And let's get them out on the table. I will say that I think it is imperative that you come to these meetings prepared, that you review the package. And again, you may develop questions, comments, and suggestions. If so, be ready to talk about those when the time comes.
I guess that with me being electronic, I should maybe do a thumbs up that everybody can hear me, or I assume you'll say you can hear me okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I do have one comment, and I guess would like to ask Rick first of all to make sure to clarify, and then this is. I think this has to do with training and us working together the best that we can. I know at the end of our meeting last time, and it's in the meeting, in the minutes, but Rick thanked a couple of people for wearing their face masks at the end of the meeting, and I hope that was all I can, I'm hoping that was only a thanks to them and not a passive-aggressive way of saying to those of us that didn't wear one, you know, why didn't you wear one? And I guess what I want to say is we all need to be upfront with each other. And, Rick, if you wanted me to wear one, I have one with me. I apologize if I offended you for not wearing one or if I offended anyone else. But I think with all of us just being honest and upfront will help us to accomplish more and to be more productive. So I guess what I'm getting at is if you want me to wear a face mask or anything else going forward in the future, I think you just need to be honest and upfront with each other. And if I'm jumping to a conclusion that your comment was kind of had nothing to do with the fact that we didn't wear one, then I apologize for that. Does that make sense?
I understand exactly what you're saying. I was like Lauren and Ken for wearing one. And I'll let y'all that did not at that time make your own decisions for yourself. It's not my job to tell you what to do. But I would think that part of it, given the situation not only this county but this country's in, we need to look after each other. And it's a community effort and not an individual effort. You can take it
however
you want to.
Okay, no, and please understand, I'm not, you know, I want to say, like, basically, if I did offend anybody not wearing one, and that was kind of all happened right at the end of the meeting, I apologize, and I want to do my part to fit in and to be agreeable as a group and to fit in with the majority, and, you know, in hindsight, I should have probably worn mine the entire time, and I apologize for not doing that. But I guess going forward in the future, I'm asking everyone not to hesitate. If I'm doing something that offends anyone, or you know, just be upfront and say things to me, I think that will help us all to be productive going forward.
And John,
I want to
thank you for bringing that up. I thought the exact same thought went through my head. And I was hopeful also, Rick, that you would have wanted us to be wearing masks. I did my own personal assessment. I felt far enough away from people, but that's not meaning that you were comfortable with my assessment. So just I agree to let me know, and I'm happy to adjust. I also did that. So let's agree to do that in the future. If there's anything that's going on that's a bit upsetting, even a little bit upsetting, let's get it out in the open rather than let it boil.
Yeah. And my whole thing is, you know, as you were saying about when we were talking about training and how we can be more effective as a group, hopefully since the mask thing goes away really soon and the whole pandemic is gone and we're all still together working for the good of our county. And in that, you know, just being upfront and honest and saying how we all really feel can really help things out going forward.
Personally, if we're wearing a mask, I do it because it's the right thing to do at this time. And would hope that everybody can do that. One of the things last meeting too, I noticed that we'll have some back and forth, a little bit jumping around on the agenda. Normally I would allow that, but I thought it was very important that any questions we had last time were answered, and we came away with a clear understanding of what we were about. The most important thing we can do, I think, is to get everything out on the table, talk about it, and get as good a decision as we possibly can from the seven different people. I want everybody to have their say and to contribute. And you might have noticed that last time I went around the room and asked at the end of the meeting for comments from everybody. And I will continue to do that. And having said all that, we now get to old business. And the first thing is update on the Cedar Mountain plan. Alan, I think you're probably going to lead this. So we have some minutes from that.
Yes. So you'll have a, you would have received an approved copy of their minutes from June 23rd, their regular scheduled meeting. You also have a copy of their draft minutes from their July 28th meeting. Now, those are their draft minutes. They have not met since that meeting to approve those meeting minutes, but they will do that this month. And then you also have a copy of their agenda from their July 28th meeting, so you know the business that they went through there. And as you can see on that agenda, inside old business, they were reviewing a revised section, or the revised history section for their will-be draft Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan. And they ultimately approved that section. It was originally prepared by myself, and they asked that I work with a local historian. Her name was Ms. Patricia Stahl. She helped me, and we made a couple revisions, and then after those revisions were made, they were very happy with the content and approved that at their meeting. You also see that they had a couple other items of business at their meeting on July 28th. They discussed if they needed a new FAQ document, a frequently asked questions document, on the website about the Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan. They ultimately decided that was not necessary. They reviewed a draft cultural and natural resources, current cultural and natural resources section, and they asked that staff prepare some more graphic design, some more graphic displays, maps, and just provide them with a couple more options to show the content, the text content of that section. They also reviewed a draft demographic section. And again, they asked the staff would possibly provide some more maps in that section when appropriate. They also had a discussion about the future workshops. Typically in a small area plan process, you will host public workshops, and that's an opportunity for the public to review sections of the plan that have already been prepared, content that's going to be included in your plan, and provide the drafting committee feedback and provide staff feedback. So you can, one, assess how bought in the community is into that plan, and also what might not be in the plan that needs to be included. So they began the discussion of how we will host those public input workshops, those public input sessions, especially considering the global pandemic and our responsibility to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to participate in a safe manner where they feel comfortable. They asked staff if we could prepare them some options to consider at their next meeting to try and help them decide on what type of format they want to do their public workshops. Staff has been working to prepare those for them. Those options will include some virtual alternatives, some online alternatives, and some in-person alternatives for the public to participate in a public workshop-style meeting. And the last thing that they discussed were some possible goals for their plan. They began that discussion based off previous discussion and other meetings. They ultimately decided not to propose any goals for the plan to be recommended until they've had an opportunity to review the results of their public input survey. I'll also say that that survey closed on July 20th. We have prepared a report for them, and they will receive a presentation Tuesday night on the results of that survey. I don't know if the individuals here had a chance to participate. We presented you with the survey draft, so you will have seen those questions. We're very, very happy with the turnout for that survey. We had 561 respondents, which is a very, very good number, especially considering we only had the survey available for about 3 weeks. And we'll be presenting that survey data to the committee at their meeting on Tuesday, and you will be getting that same presentation next month to see those survey results as well. And that was the bulk of what they discussed in their meeting last month. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer for you. If you have any comments or anything you would like to forward on to that committee about the work that they're doing, I'd be happy to do that for you as well.
Well, just one comment, two comments actually. First of all, 561 respondents I think is remarkably good. So that's just a terrific response. It's almost half, right? Half of the people that you expect, half of the responses you expected.
So it, because that survey was open to the general public, we didn't limit it just to property owners in the planning boundary, it's hard to place a number on exactly how many people could respond. We could estimate about what the population is for the planning boundary itself, looking at U.S. Census data and addressing information that we have from our emergency management department. And we estimate that about 34% of the population of the planning boundary itself took part. So about a third is a pretty good group, if that is accurate. There were about 1,100 possible property owners or parcel owners. So we're very happy with the turnout. 561 is for that short span of time for that small area is a very, very good response.
Having seen those things before, I think that was a good turnout.
Alan, where is the natural resources information coming from for their draft small area plan?
So Darby actually was primarily involved with drafting that section, and she took it from a number of different resources, whether they be the DuPont website, the local library, as well as a number of different locations. A lot of the information that we pulled, we just kind of collected ourselves. We provided a lot of information about local businesses. So we're just assessing and providing information about local businesses. We reached out to local businesses on 276 to give us some information about their establishment, when they opened. We assessed a lot of the churches and public spaces and provided information on those. A lot of it was original content. What wasn't, we were sure to source in that document, and when you receive a copy, you'll have those references to review.
The only thing I was thinking about, now the cultural resources is going to be very easy to collect because there's such a vast history of that area. But the natural resources, you know, as it relates to their plan and flooding and preservation of the natural resources and all that, that's going to have to come from some of the different sources. And one of them is the county, Pennsylvania County Soil Survey. I mean, it's, you know, as far as if they have to calculate the number of acres of floodplain land along Little River and Steel Creek and some of those other things, the Soil Survey is going to have
that. And in terms of the timeline, I think we talked about that 2 months ago, the kind of implied timeline that this particular small area plan was fairly aggressive. How is that in line with what they're kind of getting done in their meetings every month?
So they are still, they're still working in a manner where they can have their plan proposed to be reviewed by this planning board as proposed in that timeline that you saw about 2 months ago. By tabling some items like they did their last meeting, that does not put them at a delay. Those sections that they tabled can be reassessed. They can be added to an agenda once we've made those changes. They don't pause their planning process, and that's why they're comfortable with taking the time to ask us to look at the content and add material, and that's also why we're doing it ahead. Those sections for smaller plans are typically drafted after a lot of the work is done and then reviewed as a lump sum. We're trying to get ahead of it and give them these sections so they can review them as we're going through the planning process, so that we don't hit a snag at the end and we're asked for a lot of revisions and to assess the maps that we made and things like that after the planning process is finished.
You know, on page 7, where they show the old Cedar Mountain Hotel and all that, if you go up off Staten Road and go into the woods a short ways, you can still see the pilings of the piers that are out there in the woods. So they're still there.
I have one other comment. This relates back to the June 23rd meeting. And I know that's been approved, but in there on chart G, it says modification to the vision statement. It says Mr. Tully's motion to amend the vision statement to include the word plan instead of the word perspective. And we had discussed that at our board meeting a couple months ago. But I noticed as I was reading the new vision statement, there is one use of perspective there, and then I see plan is in there as well. And I was just wondering, I don't have an opinion about this. I actually think the perspective works where they have it, but whether they have intended to change both uses of the word perspective to plan, or whether they had intended to develop a land use management perspective and then its management plan that's mentioned in the bottom. So I just thought I'd alert, you know, sometimes those things pass without people noticing that detail, but I just noticed perspective, the word perspective is still in there once. It's not in there twice.
I can make a point to mention that at their next meeting. If I recall correctly, they only intended to change the one use of the word for the one use. They did not directly instruct me to change it twice, but I will bring that to their attention again at their next meeting.
Yeah, I actually think the perspective word used the first time works. I'd be totally fine with that. I just wanted to make sure they did what they intended to do.
Anybody have any other comments on this particular situation?
No.
All right, let's move along then to our next agenda item. Which is the Transylvania County Planning Board bylaws, rules, and et cetera.
Sorry, I was muted there. I did have one curiosity. Do we know how many folks they had attend that last meeting in July?
Are you referring to how many members that were there, or how many people participated, watched the live stream?
All of the above. I'm just, I mean, I'm excited for them, and it seems like they had a lot of participation and excitement, and I hope that, you know, sometimes, like, once you actually get something going, that participation and excitement seems to die down, and I'm hoping that they keep that going for Cedar Mountain.
All right, if Darby can correct me, if I'm mistaken, because I'm just recalling from the top of my head, but all members of the committee were present. And I believe we had one member of the public present, and this is where I might be wrong. I think we had 3 or 4 people view online, watch the live stream. I understand that the Cedar Mountain Community Center, they planned to play that there, and people could come and watch it, and they encountered some technical difficulties, which didn't allow that to happen, and hopefully we can avoid that this month. But Darby, am I correct that there were 3, and sometimes maybe 4 people that were watching the live stream? So you would have 5 members of the public and all watch it. I can't tell you how many people have watched the recording, because you can still go on our website and watch that even now if you like. But in the meeting itself, there were the 5 members. of the committee and 5 members of the public that watched it online, or 4 members of the public that watched it online.
And I watched it online, and it was fine, no technical problems. And I know you were there, too. I heard you talk.
Yeah, I did hear somebody said they had a hard time asking a question from the live streaming. I was on the Facebook streaming and was able to get my comment in late, but you guys received the comment, but the person that was on the live streaming was not able to get a comment in. Mike, did you hear that comment from them when they were working on that, or was that part of the technical difficulties?
I don't know if we had those or not. I was wondering the stream. I don't actually go into the content.
We didn't receive any complaints after the meeting that someone wasn't able to get a comment in. There were a couple comments that came in a little bit late, like you said, that we tried to retroactively voice to the committee. We'll try and do some testing before this month's meeting and make sure that comment section is working properly prior to the meeting getting started.
Yeah, that would be great. Because it was a Facebook comment that I read. It wasn't something that you guys had seen. So, I think that would be good to do some testing of the commenting part.
All right, are we
through
with that now? I've asked for comment this the second time. Okay. All right, let's move on to the planning board bylaws and rules of procedure. Y'all may remember that in last month's package, we got some stuff. We got some material that relates to this, and then we got some little bit different material this time. So we need to go over that, and I guess the best way, do you have comments to start off with?
I don't have comments. I'd just like to remind this board that these changes are not required. As we go about this year and we're having to update all of our land use ordinances to comply with 160D, we felt it was appropriate to take the opportunity to update our ordinances to make them more user-friendly, so to speak, and just delete any obsolete language. So we wanted to provide your charter and your rules and bylaws to you so that you could review those and direct staff if there are changes that need to be made. So we go ahead and include those with that lump sum that we will be making at some point this year. At your last meeting, the question was brought to us that if this board had the authority to amend your rules of procedure, because there was a little bit of confusion with that, I did find out that you would recommend a change to your rules of procedure that the Board of Commissioners would ultimately approve in compliance with the county policy, and I provided you a copy of that. No changes you make can contradict that policy. I don't believe that's a problem. It's basically the same as your rules and procedure. But I just wanted to confirm that for you, that any proposed amendments would be recommendations for the Board of Commissioners to ultimately approve. And if you would like any more information prior to these changes being made, we can do our best to close that for you. But again, these are not required changes that need to be made. You do not have to make any changes. We just wanted to provide the board the opportunity to do so.
Well, I think one thing we talked about is the fact that the organization rules meeting so forth say that the chairman should be appointed by the county commission. My knowledge, that hasn't been done for a number of years. It's always been elected in this way. So we might all propose that it will change, that we be allowed to elect it. And I believe that in the county commission's rules that we got this week, that it does say in there that we can do that. But it's a contradiction of the thing that you know.
That's correct. So by making that change, you would actually bring your rules and procedures to comply with the policy approved by the Board of Commissioners for the entire county.
Okay. So I think we should do that. We would need a motion to that effect.
So I move.
And a second?
Second.
Anybody have any discussion or comments about this? Now, forever hold your peace.
And just for everybody's reference, that is your that's your charter, and that is section 16-22, subsection A.
Right.
So you would change that to comply with the policies and procedures for citizen advisory board approved by the Board of Commissioners.
That's correct. All we should read the chairman should be elected by the planning board. Is the term of 1 year.
And I don't know if we've been typically doing that as an annual re-election.
Well, I don't either. Well, I think.
Well, I know we have. I mean, like I just said, we have not been doing that. So it's kind of another thing we need to look at, whether we want to redo those elections annually, every 2 years. I think typically it's been a lot of turnover recently, so we haven't had to adhere to a 1 year rule. So I'm not really sure what the standard has been for
my thoughts are we could do it, we could just do it for a 2 year period.
I tend to agree.
So what's your suggestion, Mark?
Under subsection A, it says for a term of 1 year. I wonder if we change that to 2 year terms.
Sure, the proposal. I don't think the policy would do that.
No. So the policy approved by the Board of Commissioners will not address a term length.
Right.
So you determining your chair's term length would be at your discretion, just as long as it doesn't exceed their actual term length as a board member, obviously.
Well, and that's certainly open for discussion. If anyone has, I would love to hear other opinions about it. Is it 2 years too long, 1 year is not long enough, 1 year is perfect?
Well, the Soil and Water Board does theirs every year.
Every year?
Yeah, chairman and vice chairman.
I believe in the past. Of course, I think addressing it every year is a great idea. I certainly don't think that I would, that we need to have it written where a new one being a different one has to be reelected every year. I mean, if the current chairman is doing a great job and running the meetings properly and everybody, you know, and we're having effective meetings, then I'd say we, you know, at that 12-month period of time, we just vote to keep things the same. But I think it doesn't hurt to address it very quickly every year.
That has been what has gone on, basically, in this committee.
Yeah, I think the language that's been here is fine. It doesn't say you have to re-elect a new person. No, it says you have to... the term is 1 year, you can certainly revisit it every year and say you're going forward with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? I understand the motion to be that we can change that section 16-22A. The chairman shall be elected by the committee and serve for a term of 1 year. That's true. It's been moved and seconded, and we need to take a vote. So all in favor of that, please say aye.
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 So we're choosing not to change what's written.
No,
as
written, it says the chairman shall be appointed by the county commission.
Oh, but it's required of appointing the county commissioners. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, got it?
Yep, thank you.
So your vote is?
Aye.
Okay. Any no's? Thank you. All right, anything else in this document? I have a question on 1624. It says the board shall review from time to time the meetings and regulations. And I wrote when. I guess time to time is kind of in the term. I don't know when that is. But I don't know that we need to put in there a set time that we need to deal with. I thought that was a little loose. And then the comment kind of has found out that our annual report is due in May of this year. We also found out that we are obligated to review the comprehensive plan annually and submit to the Board of Commissioners recommendation. We don't know when annually is, whether we should do it May, June, July, August, September, December, January.
You're referring to making recommendations for the 2025 comprehensive plan by, and you're wanting to set time for that? Mr. Jackson?
Sorry?
Are you saying, I'd like to define that. Recommendations of the Board of Commissioners based on the 2025 comprehensive plan, thinking in the future. Like, the set time now for that would be in May. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it doesn't say. It just says annually.
What if we chose a month to do election, review all these things that we're supposed to review annually? And possibly review the comprehensive plan. What if, you know, all of these requirements that we have annually, what if we just take out a month if we could all do this?
It's easier to track that way to me. Pick a month, do it all by that month.
I've asked Kelly, is there a certain month that the county commissioners want that report?
So as a standard practice, when you're reporting items like these to your Board of Commissioners, a lot of times it's very helpful to provide it to them prior to their approving the budget, which happens July 1. So if you're providing them a report on the comprehensive plan that could affect how they want to allocate resources, so you should certainly do it before July 1. So that's why May is a good month for reporting to your Board of Commissioners. That's why you see a lot of reports going to them in that month. By June, you've done a whole lot of the budget process. At that point, it's more refining, so you don't want to drop a lot more information on them. But May or the month preceding it are typically a good time to provide some reporting material to your governing board.
When do they normally have the budget workshop?
Usually it's in June. You have to have a balanced approved budget by July 1st, according to North Carolina state statute.
If we do it in May, then they would have the information when they go into the workshop.
They should.
Okay, well, the written report on the activities is already set up to occur in May. So maybe what we need to do, the planning board shall review the comprehensive plan in May and submit to the Board of Commissioners, rather than say it annually, put the word May in there.
So that's one alternative, that's one of the five. If it's a lot of work for you, the annual plan, and I've not done it yet, so I don't know if it's a lot of work, then you probably don't want to do it in the same month. Maybe do it a month before in April, so you spread it out at least a little bit. On the other hand, if it's not going to be a big deal, I like the idea of having it all in the same month so we don't forget it, or it does, you know, it just all happens and it's all together. So I think it depends on whether or not we think that's going to be a lot of work or not a lot of work.
Well, the putting together of the annual report to the commissioners normally happens by staff, and we say, yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's not a lot of work.
That's not a lot of work for us, which leaves us with the comprehensive plan.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Let me ask Alan again. So, given
the staff limitations you have, but April or May be better for staff.
I'm also thinking of the timing of your meeting. So your meeting is the second Tuesday of each month, or sorry, the third Tuesday of each month. Third Thursday. So I'm getting my Tuesday to Cedar Mountain and my Thursday to Planning Board confused. Reviewing the comprehensive plan in April, at least beginning that process, probably isn't a bad idea. That'd be my recommendation. That way you can direct staff to prepare anything that you feel would be appropriate and give us a month cushion to get that ready. So you can approve the report that's going to go to the Board of Commissioners in May, but you're still giving us a good 30-day buffer in case there's any modifications you want made, and it limits the possibility that we're going to have to call a special meeting to clarify or change anything prior to getting them a report in June. That would be my advice, but again, it's this board's discretion.
I agree, and was kind of thinking the same thing. Hopefully there won't be a ton of changes, but if we wait until May and we have a lot of discussion and maybe some changes that need to be made, if staff has to make those changes and then bring the changes back and then we approve those changes to go to the commissioners, we're almost too late at that point. So yeah, I was kind of thinking April as well for most of these things, and if it's all done and we don't have any major changes, that's great, but I'm guessing we very likely will have.
Let me ask one more question. If we review it in April, approve it in May, will the commissioners have a meeting that needs to be presented to them prior to the budget workshop?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. We could preemptively get it on their last May meeting, possibly, if we had a good idea. If you met in April and there were minor changes that need to be made, we could confidently go ahead and try and get it on their agenda for their last meeting in May, knowing that you would approve it in your meeting in May that would precede it, or their first meeting in June. So they'll have their regularly scheduled Board of Commissioners meetings as well as a budget meeting in the month of June.
That's what I'm saying. They need to get in a regular meeting before they go into the workshop.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. I hear a consensus that we change it. The planning board shall review the comprehensive plan in April and submit to the Board of Commissioners for any recommendation.
I agree.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm not supposed to make a motion, so can I get a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second. All right. Any more discussion about it?
Just one other point. I have a hard time imagining we're actually going to change the tenure plan. But what I think we'll do actually is we'll denote progress towards the goals that were established now 5 years ago, as opposed to changing what was written from the plan. Maybe, again, I haven't done this yet, but I can imagine us doing recommendations maybe to the extent that we haven't accomplished this goal, we need to work harder on that, and that would be our recommendation as opposed to changing the plan. Do I have that wrong?
No, Karen, you're pretty spot on. Typically with comprehensive plans, unless there's a reason, a drastic opportunity or a reason to make a change that's unforeseen, you don't actually modify those plans. You provide these reports to identify where there's opportunities to get sections of the plan done or where maybe we're lagging behind in a section of the plan. It's for this board to identify those opportunities and provide recommendations to the Board of Commissioners as you're working through that time period.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments, questions, or concerns? All in favor of the motion, please. Favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Done. All right, has anyone else been through this document and want to discuss any part of it?
I have a question more about 16-4C, the recommended principles and policies for guiding development of the area.
What was that?
That was 16-4C. It's right below what we're looking at. to recommend principles and policies regarding development of the area, which I'm assuming is a separate.
What's the other?
It's on page 2, gives you.
Yeah, 16.4 is powers and duties. Number C, and then Charlie.
Yeah, mine just starts at 16.20, so I do 16.5. But the 16.1 and 5 have been deleted by amendment adopted November 20, 1994. That's what my thing says. Right below the list of the articles on chapter 16, and it says in general. Are you seeing where I am?
No.
My page, you look
at totally different documents of some kind. I mean, this is Article 1 Planning Board, Section 16.1. 16.2, 16.3, 16.4.
So, when you look at
the
screen,
they were deleted.
This is the most recent version of your charter, and 16.1 through 16.5 were deleted as a part of the revision on November
28, 1994. Right. I guess my book is not
in the table. Okay, so one I've got stated 7/18/2019.
Do you have 16.1 through 4? I think for them it's 16.24. And Lauren had 16-4. So if you just call it 16-24, the rest of them will know. That was this was what was in my book. Okay, I see where the confusion is. You need to look at section 16-24, as Darby just mentioned. The board shall review from time to time the need for regulations to control land subdivision in the area. Is that what you're referring to?
It's the C.
I just must have the wrong thing. I don't know why. I'll ignore my.
Article 2.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lauren appears to have some part of the document that the rest of us don't have. So, I don't know if we make things about it.
Probably not good idea. I would say don't change the things that don't exist.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
I have just a general comment, and this is probably because I'm a woman in the room, but chairman is referenced a lot, chairman, and I think the county ought to decide whether or not they're going to go with chair or chairperson, and then make that the same on all of these boards. That's a recommendation. It's not for us to decide.
I promise you, if you become the chair, I will call you chairwoman. Or chair. I refer to myself as the chair of this committee.
I think chair works. I think, and you see chair reference, I just think it should be consistent in these documents. That's my recommendation.
We can recommend to the commissions that they do a thorough review of all that stuff, right?
We can.
I think it's a simple Word document word search, right? And every time chairman comes up, you either change what you want it to be or choose to leave it. That's a difficult thing.
In and of itself, it's a simple thing. It's a Word document search, but any amendment to a public ordinance is more complicated than that. We can absolutely make that recommendation to the Board of Commissioners to define it as a chairperson, or however they feel is appropriate. I don't believe North Carolina statute addresses that. But to change it across all the different ordinances, not just the land use development ones that we're changing as a result of 160D. That would require a lot more public hearings.
But aren't all those things getting changed anyway?
No, there's a number of ordinances that aren't involved in the 160D changes. So, for instance, your noise ordinance that you just reviewed over the last couple of years, that wouldn't be involved in the 160D. It has nothing to do with land development regulation.
Okay. All right, so then I guess we could choose to take it on ourselves if we don't chose to do so, right?
For the ordinances that you'll be reviewing as a part of the 160D, yes, you could absolutely include that as a recommended change.
And this Chapter 16, the planning and development thing that we're looking at right now, we could choose to do that as well, right?
Correct.
So I move that we do that.
What word do you want to use? I prefer chair.
I like chair as well.
The motion is that we recommend to the county commissioners that everywhere chairman occurs in this ordinance, we change it to chair.
Okay.
Any more discussion? In favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
She said aye. Or no. Okay. We're still on this thing. Does anyone have anything else about our rules and regulations and rules and procedures that they want to suggest to change?
So Section 1629,
all right,
is Board of Adjustment and Appeal. And I may be the only one in the room that doesn't know what that means, board adjustment means. And I didn't see anywhere that it was detailed. So if I'm the only one that doesn't know what the board adjustment means, then Alan can call me offline and I'm happy to be tutored. But if it's more than me that doesn't know that, then we probably need some more words around what we're supposed to do.
I'm happy to provide just a quick synopsis of what your Board of Adjustment is, if you'd like. So, by general statute, if a county or a municipality is going to hold a zoning ordinance, and here in Richmond County you have your physical forest zoning district, you have to have a Board of Appeals, or a Zoning Board of Adjustment. Which considers proposed special use permits and zoning changes in a quasi-judicial manner. Some jurisdictions will have separately established boards to consider these. In some jurisdictions, your governing board considers these. So your board of commissioners or your aldermen or whatever their title. But a lot of times, especially with smaller localities and smaller ordinances, it's just deemed a responsibility for the planning board to consider because they come up very infrequently, and that's what was done here. As opposed to having a zoning board of adjustment, 5 to 7 members appointed to rarely consider any appeals, which I don't know that we've had one in my almost 2 years that I've been here with Pennsylvania County. They just provided as a responsibility to the planning board to consider on an as-need basis. Is that a good explanation?
Yes. That's my
So I guess the question is, do we need to embellish what's in this document, or now that we all individually understand that, we can just leave it as is?
I think we can leave it as it is with that understanding. I need to get a chance. What I had was not exactly what we're all looking at tonight. I thought this was the latest copy. I need a new copy. Our charter and all that stuff out. What I need.
Dr. Warren doesn't either. I don't know how that came about.
The packet that you got at your July meeting should have the same documents that I have here on the PowerPoint, the ones that I'm looking at.
Right.
But I can absolutely provide more new copies to anyone that needs them.
That's the copy I got on the screen.
I don't think I got a copy of that in my packet. At least I don't have it in my binder, which doesn't mean I didn't get it.
We got it last month.
Right.
We got the bylaws this month. The bylaws last, we got this document last month, okay?
Right. That's exactly right. We got this last month. What we got this month that we did not have was called Pennsylvania County Policy Procedures for Appointment of County Boards.
I have that. I got that this month.
Yeah, and I provided that to you just as a point of reference to make sure any proposed changes you made did not contradict that document.
And then last month we also got a document that says Rules Procedure Pennsylvania County Planning Board. Those are the three documents that I have concerning what we're talking about here.
No, the only two documents that you would be reviewing for any possible revisions are your charter, which is that Chapter 16, Planning and Development,
right.
And your rules of procedure.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we can't do anything about what the commission is doing. We look over the government. Okay, is everybody happy with this first document we've been looking at, Chapter 16 stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
We need, I guess, now to look at the rules of procedure. And I'll ask the same question. If you have any, if you read it over and looked at it and thought about it, do you have any changes or comments or things to think about?
So, Herman, Rule 3, adoption of the agenda. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. And this is a myth, it's not a big deal, but I would change the word fax to electronic.
Could you say that again?
Yeah, say where you
can. Rule 3.
Yeah.
Part B. Adoption of the agenda. And if you look down the right hand side, it went down 6 lines. You say a written waiver of fax signature is acceptable. I don't know how many people are using fax machine. I would just change that to electronic signature if acceptable.
Right.
And
anybody have any objection to that? Let's not make a moment just yet. Anything else? Anybody as well? I had one question. Yes, Rule 6 says that the chair shall preside and shall vote on all motions. And I have a question in my mind. Can the chair make a motion? I've served on another committee which chair never made a motion to do what I've done now. I made a motion to do so and so, but he never actually made a motion.
I can give you an example of what we do on the Soil and Water Board. The chair is the chair, but they're still a member of the board.
Well, that's true.
may have, at times, made a movie.
The way I was looking at this video, as far as what was occurring there, is say, I'm being a motion to do so and so. And somebody else would say so moved, which has occurred here tonight.
I think most times people realize that the committee members should make the motions, and but I don't think, Alan, there's anything that prohibits the chairman from making a motion.
No, I don't think it addresses your planning board specifically either, to the best of my knowledge. I've not come across anything. Other boards and committees, your chair may make a motion. Often it's your chair that motions to adjourn. So I don't know of any reason. I will double check for certain. I'll reach out to the school government or to our county attorney. But I'm fairly confident that there's no reason why a chair or a planning board can make a motion.
Well, I'm not either. Like I said, previous experience was never done, and I want to be sure we were okay. I read through this stuff, believe it or not. And I really didn't find it got into a lot of what we should do and shouldn't do to get the motions drawn and all that sort of thing.
And on that, it was just like Robert's Rules of Order stuff.
Right. And I said, well, I did have to look up one word to let the lyric to it.
Dilatory, I
can
look that one up too.
It means delay,
yeah.
It means time, or defer an action. In other words, if you're stalling, you shouldn't do that.
I think we might have not met that requirement while we were doing the voice work.
You should know.
We have plenty of delays in that.
Yeah. Well, the context is that the chair can cut stuff off if that's what it's doing. It's just a delay to the motor or something like that. Then I looked at one of
so I also, because I haven't been on a lot of these years, I had to look at the difference between a substantive motion and a procedural motion.
All right. What did you find?
Well, a procedural motion kind of like keeps things moving or slows things down, is what I took it to be. And then the substantive motion is kind of like a stand on its own thing. It's not the rate at which things are going or the process at which the discussion happens, but it's a motion that stands by itself. So I guess the question is, do we want to have these words that we have to look up, or do we want little definitions in there? And maybe after you're on a board or two, it doesn't make a difference because it all makes sense.
Oh, let's leave the words in there so people learn to use a dictionary.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
Okay, what are you going about this? What do you want to do? Do you really want to do anything with those words? Or just leave them there?
No, so we just leave them so we can eschew obfuscation. In other words, we ought to be able to understand them and go from there.
Okay, so I'm okay with that, but I could even look up this motion 8 under procedural motions, and I could be quiet if somebody else wants to bring stuff up. But motion 8, I didn't understand what the purpose of motions for the previous question.
Yeah, the motion is not in order until there is a
discussion. Now, a person can call during debate. If the debate is going on according to Robert's Rules of Order, if you've had an essential debate and it just keeps going on and on and on, it is proper for a member of call for the previous question, which means let's vote on it.
And sometimes they'll show me if you just call the point.
Yeah,
just call it here.
Yeah. Moving the previous question is calling the question. Like Rick said.
It's often used as like to prevent filibustering. that's what a call to question is.
Right.
Well, thank you.
Very much.
Richard, do you have anything else?
No.
Well, I'm good. John Wayne, are you good with it?
Yeah, yep, I am.
I think we can agree to discuss this.
Let me just confirm, you would recommend no changes to your rules and procedure. You're happy with the document as is, correct? I didn't miss anything.
Well, just changing all those chairs.
That was for the rules of procedure and for your charter. We were discussing the charter when that discussion was brought up. You'd also like that change to be made for your rules and procedure?
I would, yeah.
Chairman, I'll say no reason.
I'm sorry, I also misspoke. You did ask us to change from fax to electronic, so that change would be in there as well.
Right. As a matter of fact, as I look here, the first thing I see is that the chair made it any time call. And I'm looking.
The chair
of the board, and the chair is absent, and the vice chair. So apparently, when this was written, we were already caught up in that stuff. Okay. Anything else we want to talk about on those two? If not, I believe we're ready for the director's report.
Thank you. And there's not a lot to report to you tonight. Staff has been very busy working to prepare for this month's Cedar Mountain meeting. But we have moved back into our permanent office. It looks really nice. You can just come and check it out. We've got new carpet, a new, much more efficient HVAC system, and we were able to get our break/workroom remodeled as part of this process, and we're very thankful for it. It's a much more efficient workspace. I also want to give Darby some kudos. She completed an Introduction to ArcGIS course 2 weeks ago, and we're really happy that she got that opportunity. She's going to be very helpful as we're preparing some of these maps for the Cedar Mountain Small Area Plan, and as we begin to start assessing our comprehensive plan and working on those maps in the future as well. That's all the reports that I had for you that I had written out prior to your meeting. I did get a copy of the Board of Commissioners meeting agenda for their meeting Monday, and at that meeting, this is an item that's often brought to the planning department, at least, so maybe brought to you as planning board members. They will be receiving a report from an architectural firm about the future courthouse alternatives. They will get that report there on some possible site locations. So if you're asked, they will be reviewing that information Monday night. They will also be reviewing assigning an engineering contract for a sewer extension from Rodman out to Guyer. And that's often a topic that's brought to planning boards or people think is associated with planning departments. And I want to make sure you are aware in case you're at planning board members. And that's all I had for you as a director's report. I will say that I've been notified that we have some public comment in one of our live streams, and I will let Darby read that for you if you're prepared to go on to public comment.
We're
ready. Give Darby 1 second. She's going to walk up to the microphone.
While she's doing that, let me remind you all our next meeting will be September the 17th at 7 o'clock, hopefully in this very room. All right.
All right, we
We do have a comment from the Facebook Live. I've also checked the live stream and we do not have comments there. So the comment is from Ms. Christy Blakely, and she was just clarifying how many people have watched the Cedar Mountain live stream since the last meeting in July. She said that it has been viewed for 86 times. So it's a lot more, she commented, than some of the commissioners last meeting. So.
Thank you, Arvin. All right, it's time for comments from the board members. Karen, since we're looking at you, why don't you start?
Okay, I'd be happy to. First of all, I'd like to, when we were talking about the training, I'd like to compliment staff on the training we received last month. I thought that was really well done and very efficient. So I just wanted to thank them for the work that they did for that training. And my second comment is more of a question. Our board passed the noise ordinance, and I was just wondering the progress that's been made since it left our chambers.
So you approved that ordinance in your June meeting. The next step is then to get it to the Board of Commissioners. The Board of Commissioners asked that we provide it to law enforcement so they have an opportunity to review it. We have provided that copy to the Sheriff's Department, and they've reviewed it, and that's why it didn't get on the July meeting. The hope was that it would be on an August meeting, and they had to cancel one of their meetings, and this August 24th meeting, Monday night, will be it's going to be a very long agenda. So we were asked if we could possibly move to September to review that noise ordinance. Not being a time-sensitive issue, I know that you spent a lot of time on it, but not being confident that it be approved, I told the manager I didn't feel that would be a problem. So it is the hope that it will be considered at one of their meetings in September, as well as the same presentation I gave this board on the Chapter 160B changes and the procedure that we would like to use to make those changes.
Okay, thank you. Any feedback from the law enforcement?
None that I was provided. Officer Whitmire, who reviewed it directly, he said that he thought that a lot of good work was put into it and that he looks forward to discussing it with the Board of Commissioners.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. That's all I have.
John White?
No, just I'm impressed that was moved this minute, and I appreciate the board's flexibility in allowing me to be able to do this via Zoom, and I hope that, at least for me reasons, I don't have to do this again. I enjoy being there in person with everybody. But thanks for your patience with this, and I hope it wasn't a problem for anybody.
All right,
I also appreciate the training from last week for capitalize on what was said earlier, and I really appreciate that. I think Alan did a great job leading that. Just for future thought and reference, I think what would be good for this county as a whole is as we get into these ordinances and land use and getting there's several boards, this is also one of the first boards for a county that I've ever been on. But there's different boards that are more educated towards different topics. I think we've got a great diverse team here on this planning board, but something I'm going to be an advocate for is getting other board members that are geared with different things to really weigh in towards some of these ordinances to really have major impact and really making sure that the right people are weighing in as things get streamlined and go on toward the Board of Commissioners for review. I think that's very important.
I agree more. Of course, part of the thing that would help us on that is to have more public.
Right.
Participation, which what you see here tonight is normal.
But the more we are prepared to have efficient meetings, you know, looking ahead, I think maybe we invite other boards to come to these meetings, or board members to come to these meetings. It don't have to be the chairs, you know, it can be more members.
Yeah,
and I think that would really weigh in very well.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you. Yeah. All right, well,
a good follow up to that would be when we had the joint meeting with the transportation advisory meeting. All that was a wonderful, I mean, there was more information exchanged at that one meeting. That was absolutely simple. And, you know, looking at what's ahead, we've got our work cut out for us and all that. But I think this group's up to the task and we'll get it done.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, staff, for everything you do every day. And that's my comment.
Yes, being back on Rick, thanks to the staff. You guys are amazing. I don't know how you do this much for all these boards every month. And definitely want to take that with the future. I totally agree. We talked about this before from cross-pollination. I think it would make all of our jobs a lot easier and help educate ourselves, which I think is one of the exciting things about being on this board.
And I couldn't agree more to that. And I do want to thank Alan and Darby and Beth for all the work they do. We sometimes forget we got some nice tight pieces of paper, and they put a lot of work into it. We need to say thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate the board members and the comments. John Wayne, I hope you can be here next time too. I might really like where you see here. All right. No other comments or suggestions. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion we adjourn.
Yes, sir. Okay. I heard it, I'm sure. So all in favor of adjourn, you stand up and walk out.
Thanks, guys. Good night.
Drive safely.
Thank you.